The fire may not open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky. This is William Rapillum. Filling in Jeremy.
I must break you.
Thank you. What an honor to be here. I love this intro I always get every Thursday night. It's such a It just, you know, makes my weekend, you know, it's, and it's so good to be with you guys here. I just can't tell you how grateful I am to be on this show and be part of RBN and to get that kind of, to get the kind of respect that you would be allowed to speak on RBN, you know, by, other fellow truth tellers. It really is a big deal, and it's going to be a big deal going forward. It's going to be a very big deal because RBN is a big deal, and I think it's a bigger deal than people understand it is right now. We are the future of broadcasting of the media. While the legacy media is on its way out, we are fighting for our freedom, fighting for our free speech, right to free speech. We realize the threat that is on us now, that is definitely far metastasized into a space that we never thought it would get to at this point. I don't think when I was a kid, I ever would have thought that speech would be attacked in the way that it is now. And it always really has been. I didn't realize it so much, except for the last 5 years or so. So you guys out there listening are the harbingers of free speech. You are the critical thinkers of this planet, of this world, and you live in the country that embodies that. Even if our government is the total antithesis of that, even possibly more than any other government, although we do have this constitution there that is mostly ignored by our government, by the people that control our government, by the people that employ the people in our government to destroy our rights, including the First Amendment, free speech, and to the Second Amendment, our right to defend our rights. All right, yeah, so that's my rant for the evening. I'll probably have another one. But for right now, everybody, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit the donate button and donate, because we are listener supported, everybody. And free speech cannot survive without you and your support. Anything you can afford, one penny, that is wonderful. You can get on and donate one penny. You are doing a great service. So go to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button, or call in 1-888. What was it? 27. Mike, I forgot the number. Can you remind me, please? Are you still there? Well, go on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and either call in, the number's there, or hit the donate button. All right. So it's 800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-274-2719, extension. I'm sorry, 724-2719, extension 3. I will get that down by heart here pretty quick. All right. So, you know what I want to do tonight? I want to open up the phone lines right away, because I want you guys to call in, talk to me about whatever you want tonight. I'm still waiting for Jeremy Tier to show up, but before he does, I want you to call in. So go ahead. We'll talk about virology if you want. I'm actually gonna talk about that tonight, because that's one of my favorite things to talk about, because it's one of the things that triggers people the most, it seems. The fraud of virology. And there's a lot of people that say that if you try to disprove that viruses cause disease, then you're setting the Overton window out too far. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to set the Overton window out too far, where it just blows people out of the water and they just say, oh, man, I just can't go there. It's just too much. But the thing is, I'm not trying to disprove anything. I'm just asking a question that's never been answered. And that is, who and how and where and what medical paper has shown that viruses cause disease? That pathogens in the air cause disease, right? So we can look at it from this angle. You have all kinds of toxins that are never talked about in our food supply. We had back in the polio days, for example, DDT. I started using DDT. And that was poisoning the food supply. And so they decided to blame it on a virus and say it was polio, which was actually aseptic meningitis. And when they gave the shots, the occurrence of this so-called polio was already decreasing by massive amounts. Right, so call in and let's debate it. And I want you to answer one question. Show me the medical paper that says that viruses, it shows the pathogenic effect, this the cytopathic effect of what happens when you breathe in a virus and you become sick because you breathed in a virus and it made you sick. When viruses are nothing but creations from when your body's already toxic from something else that caused toxicity in your body. Viruses are generated from that cytopathic effect that happens already. Call in and tell me how I'm wrong, because somebody actually, and this really pisses me off, right? When people misrepresent what you say and misquote you, and they say things like, "You said this." They call in other hosts and they say, "This person said don't debate us on this." So I'm not trying to, we agree on so many things, and I don't want to create a divide or do anything like that, but I gotta call you out on this. This is call in, and because I didn't even know who you were until I heard you on another show making this comment about how we're telling you not to debate us. But I am asking you to answer the one simple question. I don't want you to go on and on and on about what viruses are, because that's not the question. The question is, how do these so-called viruses, how have they been proven to cause disease? And where are the studies that show this? So you can get a much better explanation, because I'm so terrible at explaining it. I'm the worst. If you just go to Tom Cowan's BitChute channel and you just watch some of his discussions on it, and if I think if you're a reasonable person, you'll be able to understand be able to understand what the actual argument is. And I get frustrated when I see people in the so-called Health Freedom Network who say, "Well, I don't get involved in that discussion because it's just, how can you say that? We believe this for 50 years. So, this has been established for all this time. So how can you say that nobody's ever proven?" And they're not even saying nobody's ever proven. They're saying, how can you say viruses don't exist and then just throw all that under the bus? And I don't want to name names about who said this. You can find who said it. But it's just frustrating. It's like that's not what people are saying. They're not throwing it under the bus. They're just pointing out that it hasn't been proven through science. All right. All right. Okay, so that's that on viruses. If you want to call in and debate that, please do. And prove to me and show me. I'm cordially accepting your invite. But just make sure you explain what the question is, okay? And I think I've made it pretty clear. All right, so what else are we going to talk about tonight? I didn't really, study this week on any of the current topics, current events. So I guess I might as well just start talking to you guys about what's on my mind and just wing it, because that's kind of what I got right now. Jeremy, I hope he joins in. But I want to just give some props to some RBN hosts right now that I'm really proud of, and I'm proud to be associated with them. And that is Richard Carey, obviously Jeremy, who has me on this show every week, gives me a chance to speak my mind and share my thoughts with you all. And Richard Carey, who I would not be here if it weren't for him. He introduced me to Jeremy. Richard Carey's show is at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, Monday through Friday, Beyond the Official Narrative. And Richard Carey is one of the most even-tempered people you'll ever meet. I think free speech has a lot to do with, and preserving free speech has a lot to do with sort of how we conduct ourselves. When we conduct ourselves like rational people, and I think that's a lot more important than people realize, you know. If we have issues with getting upset or flying off the handle or yelling or whatever, that can actually be more of a detriment to our free speech than what we say. Clear, deliberated arguments are so key. And so I also want to give props to Richard Carey, but also to Mike Sledge and to Paul from California. These guys have been just absolutely knocking it out of the park. This week, last week, I've been listening to these discussions. Last night, I was supposed to host the National Intel Report. And I wasn't able to because I had something come up that I need to take care of. And so Richard took it. And he and Mike Sledge and Paul had a fantastic discussion. And you're just never going to get a discussion that isn't so compelling and so thought-provoking as you're going to get with those guys. These guys are the future of RBN. They really are. Because they're talking about the issues that are on the forefront. These guys are white riding the wave while everybody else is sort of, not everybody else, I don't mean to imply that, but while I just see these guys as pushing the envelope on what needs to be discussed so that we can shift the Overton window that's been shifted so far against us negatively into a terminal situation. You can't be white European anymore and say, I'm proud to be a white European without being attacked. We all know this. This is nothing new. This has been happening for far longer than it even has been ostensibly happening to us in the last few years, especially being ramped up. If we go back as far as you can go back, you could go back 2,000 years. You could go back. Let's just go back to 1890. Why? And the question is, why did Zionism occur? Why did Theodore Herzl, the father, the godfather of Zionism, why did he say that we will We will foment anti-Semitism and use it to our benefit. Why did they write the Protocols of Zion, which are the rules that they've been following for all this time in order to enslave the planet? Why? Why would they do this? Well, my belief is why they would do this is because they're trying to enslave humanity because of lifelong guilt over the crimes they've committed. And most of us don't really understand why, if you're a criminal and you keep committing crimes and you do horrible things, I guess you get to a point where it's like it becomes pathological. It becomes psychopathic. But with most of us, you know, if we make a mistake, we want to make it right and we want to fix it and go, I made a mistake, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I did something wrong, so let me try to make it right. No, that's not how it works with these people. These people think that we are the slaves meant to serve them. And, you know, one thing, they use this term white supremacy. They use this term white supremacy. It's like a whip they crack on us to stop us from ever even thinking about celebrating our European culture. I mean, how disgusting that we are not allowed to celebrate our European culture. That we are taught, that our kids, our children are taught that they should hate themselves because of their white skin color. But we know we know that it's not about that. They should hate themselves because of their white skin color and because they're the ones who were responsible for all the ills of the world, and they just make these statements. But when we go and we research it, we see that it was not us that brought slaves, that dominated the slave trade, not just brought the slaves to America in that triangle Dutch East India Company that went between the Netherlands and West Africa, the West Indies and the Caribbean, and into America, Charleston and Newport, Rhode Island. Where, I might say, they also started the rum distilleries so that they could keep us all drunk. And isn't it funny how that alcohol is such a part of our culture? And it's like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to go to the bar and get drinking. And it's just a given. That's something we do. We go out, we drink, we have fun. And a lot of time it doesn't turn out well. And usually I think that happens with people that do it too often. You know, alcohol seems to be at the center of a lot of problems that happen. It's not there. With us in our lives. And it's just really interesting to look back at the history and see, well, why is alcohol part of our lives in the first place? Right. And have we ever questioned it? I don't even think Alcoholics Anonymous asks about that. You know, what is the history of alcohol? I could be wrong. Tell me if I am. But I'm guessing that I just feel that with something like Alcoholics Anonymous, I feel like it's a not think about something, it's because you're preoccupied with other things. Like maybe you become preoccupied with research. Like what happened to me? That's what's happened to me ever since I stumbled across somebody telling me that maybe the 6 million lie was exaggerated. And it happened to be someone Jewish that told me this. So I guess that gave it a more compounding effect, I suppose. I may have shrugged it off if that person hadn't been Jewish that said this. But it goes to show that that's a really heroic thing anybody could do. Even if this person, let's say, they were trying to drum up people to become anti-Semites, like what Theodore Herzl wanted to do in 1890. Do you think that maybe the CIA and the FBI are sending people out there into forums and trying to drum up anti-Semitism to sort of give them targets? That's possible. I mean, look what's going on now. What's the latest story now? It's 87,000 new IRS agents armed and trained to shoot and kill you if you don't agree with their taxation, which is theft. I guess they're going to come door to door now and steal everything you have at gunpoint. That's what sounds like they've gotten to now. So, but what I'm hearing is that the Department of Homeland Security, the latest story, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I came across it today, but is short. They have more people to go out and combat domestic terrorism, which is, we know what that means. It just means that people are waking up and they're realizing who is behind this criminality. And they're talking about it. We're talking to each other about it. And we're not going to shut up about it. They want us to shut up about it, and they want to intimidate us because they're aware. And this is, they're aware of their pathology and they're unrepentant about it. And it isn't like this has just been a habit for them. It's written in their Talmud to do this, to treat all of us this way, and them, they're the only people that matter. We're slaves. And we deserve to be killed. That's what it says. That's what the Talmud says. Protocols of Zion is based on the Talmud, and everything is playing out exactly as the Talmud says. It's undeniable now. And everybody's figuring it out. And everybody's going to figure it out. More. What time is it? It's 10:29 already and we haven't taken a break yet. Weren't we supposed to take a break at 10:20? We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Not just me, but it's Jeremy's still not here. He's still indisposed. We're not sure where he's at. But I do have another special guest. You know her well already. She has kind of becoming a regular now. We have the Italian heavy hitter, Laura Corbino. She's at the grocery store, so I don't know if she can say hello, but Laura, are you able to...
Yeah, you have a...
Say hello? Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You have a perfect Sicilian accent. Laura Corbino.
Laura Corbino.
Hey, you look like Tony Soprano. Well, no... They call me, and you know, I'm so happy to be here. I love this show. I want to tell Stan, like he said, I am at the grocery store. The price are through the roof. I would say a steak, $25 a steak, guys. I mean, we need to get rid of this Biden. It's absolutely crazy. Open Border, all these at the grocery store is unbelievable. Then I don't know what you guys think about this story that is gonna come a famine. I start to see some shelter empty, just a few here in Texas. And Texas is a very good place to be in case of food scarcity, because in Texas we produce most of the food. What do you think about this stuff of the food scarcity, honestly? What's your opinion about?
Oh, it's absolutely deliberately engineered, just like the Holodomor. This is Holodomor 2.0. For any folks that aren't familiar with the Holodomor, Holodomor happened in Russia during the collectivism of communism in 1932 and 33. It was the Jewish perpetrated starvation of the Christian Russian people of Ukraine. And they murdered, by starvation, women and children, families, anyone who didn't, anyone who wanted freedom, like what we want. They were people that wanted the same thing we did. And under Stalin and Kaganovich, who was Stalin's brother-in-law, Lazar Kaganovich, a Jew, who was married to, who Stalin was married to his sister. And under him, there was a man named Gangrik Yagoda, another bloodthirsty, kind of cabaret-looking face Jew who presided over the death of 10 million people in Russia. It may have spanned greater than the Holodomor. I don't know the scope of his gulag region that he was in charge of, but one of the greatest mass murderers in all of his, and we never hear about that. And this is the really sick thing that we're not taught. Only thing that people know about, including all these health freedom people, the only genocide they know about is the so-called Holocaust committed by evil Nazi Germany, which, and that's the only reference point that people have. That's the only reference point I had. And when I found out there was more to the story, I realized why they don't want us, why they censor us, why they don't want us to get information out there. Because they are covering up. Not only did that Holocaust not happen the way they said that it did, the so-called evil Holocaust against Jews, the 6 million, the number has very special meaning to them, by the way, the 6 million. And all the, by the way, newspapers that came out with this 6 million Jews in peril, 6 million Jews are going to die over and over again from around 1900 all the way up before the war already. So this Holocaust, 6 million Holocaust story was already being perpetrated onto us through the Jewish media, which they control 96 or 100%. It's kind of like saying 96% of all the PCR tests for COVID are false positive. No, the 100% of them are. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's hard to get to wrap it up in one little bit, but what do you say about it there, Laura?
What?
Are you able to speak about it?
Yeah, no, I'm a self-service, okay, self-service. So what I think is this, that is very, very important that people learn the real history. Because what is that sentence that is so true? That people who don't know their history are dumb to repeat it. So I was thinking now, because I keep thinking what we can do. I was thinking maybe through the radio or to organize seminary where it's been taught to people the real history. I think it would be so important, because you were saying something that is absolutely true. The majority of people don't know about Holodomor and all these things. They only know the fake history. We have to realize that we have a fake history and it should be corrected.
Yeah, and it will be. And that's what we're doing. And that's why I say that we are the future of the alternative media. We are the future because we are just on fire with setting it the story straight. And more and more and more people are just waking up. And I was noting, Laura, before you joined the call, that I'm just so proud to be part of this. I'm proud to know people like yourself, who I came across just a couple of months ago. Has it been 2 months already? It's probably, but I saw you talking to Jim Rizzoli and Diane King and Diana Plas. They interviewed you. I don't know how they found you, but I was just really impressed with how
you're doing good, thank you.
How you just called.
They found my channel.
Okay.
They found me through my channel. You know, I'm very proud of you. All these people who fight now for the survival of the human gender, because here is about the world. It's not even the United States. If the United States fall, everybody, the entire world will fall into chaos. This is worse than the fall of the Roman Empire. You know, after the Roman Empire fall, I used to teach that class before they doxed me. After the Roman Empire fall, it was a disaster. It was total chaos. People get slaughtered every day. Never in history so many people have been killed, murdered. Oh, I think we have some music now.
No, I can't hear it. Are we up against the break? Okay.
United States are very similar. You know, this situation is very similar to the fall of the Roman Empire. I can see a lot of parallels between the United States and the Roman Empire. It's happening again.
And you would know because you're from Italy. You're from the north of Italy, Milan, right? Near Milan.
Yeah, I have relatives in Rome. Mm-hmm. So.
And Rome is in sort of southern Italy, isn't it? Sort of the middle?
It's in the middle, yes. It's in Lazio. It's down respect to Florence, toward the south, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mike, are you trying to take a break again? I know I have been having trouble hearing the music. Oh, okay. So we skipped right over the first break, I guess, because I don't know if you guys out there were able to hear the music, but I wasn't, so I just kept talking through it. And next thing you know, it was 10:28.
I'm wondering, when I walk around, now I was at the grocery store, I see all these people. The majority of people, they look like very quiet, very... So I wonder, but the majority of people are aware of all this that is happening. Because I'm not sure. So they look like they have no clue. I mean, the normie. Do you think they are aware or not?
Well, you know, I'm pretty bold. I like to go up and talk to people. I don't do it very often. But, you know, if I go into a store or a shop, and I end up in a conversation with somebody and they're like, oh, did you have COVID? I just say, COVID doesn't exist. There's no virus. There's never been one. And then I just go on and I just tell them about.
What's their reaction? Usually, what's their reaction? They get mad at you? Or
they'll never get mad at me.
Hmm.
They don't ever get mad at me, but I don't know. I guess it's just the presence I have. I don't.
Well, I usually talk with people that are aware. I would like probably to start to talk with other people because it's useless to say things to people who already know. See what I'm saying?
You should. Yeah.
What are we the
echo chambers? Yeah, that's why I try. I have conversations with people out on the. When I'm out, I just you know, I have one story of a person. I mean, you know, we talk about the medical theory.
Oh yeah.
I know a person right now who. Baby. And the little baby has been had two because of it was really. It's essentially acid reflux, which is just heartburn. So they've made a disease out of it called GERD.
Huh.
And now the person told me that
looks like we lost William there.
Yes. I think I lost it. I don't hear him.
You're still here with us at RBN, but I've got to try to get William back, so give me a second here. If you got anything to say, go ahead.
Well, I'm working in the parking lot. I think I lost my car.
Uh-oh.
I wish... I don't know. I wish I had a super light on the roof of my car. I always walk around like an idiot.
There's William. You're back now, William. I said you left him. She's looking for her car.
I didn't even know I was disconnected.
Because I forgot.
So did you guys talk while I was gone? I hope we kept everybody, you know.
You faded away.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to tell the story about this person I know that has a child, was born prematurely recently, is only about just like 6 months old, and had it holes poked in it, a hole poked in its stomach and a hole poked in its throat because of GERD, gastrointestinal reflux disease. Whatever, you know, GERD, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I forgot that E stands for, but it's just heartburn, right? They've made this disease out of heartburn so they can make a lot of money off it and create all these medicines around it. And Lorraine Day wrote this, had to read this 80-page paper recently. She told us about us on the Bible site. Because doctors have to do this every so often to keep up going on in the medical community. And so they have to read these papers. She's reading this 80-page paper about GERD, and she's talking about how stupid it is. It's just ridiculous. The way you get rid of GERD is you drink a lot of water. What I've assessed is that this medical tyranny, this hospital, is doing to this child, this white child, by the way. They've racked up a couple million dollars in a bill, and they poked a couple holes in this child already. One in the down the side of its, where its intestines are on one of the sides, and now in its throat. And it's really sick. And they're feeding this child, I don't know what, but they're not even telling, well, why are you doing this? And the parent is telling me it's because of, you know, they're just saying it's because the child was a preemie. They're not even giving a reason. And they're saying you have to keep taking this baby formula that we're giving it, or we're going to call Child Protective Services if you try to deviate from what we're doing. So this is the blackmail that is happening. You know, it's just one facet of the tyranny that's... And this has been going on a long time.
That's a communism. It's communism.
Oh, absolutely.
They take away the children from people in communism.
Yeah. Yep. You either go along with our genocide plan or we'll, you know, take away your children. And people just don't seem to realize that what's going on there. So, I'm sorry, Mike, we had a caller. We had Dan in Washington.
No, Dan dropped off. I think he got confused, but we have Fred in Michigan now.
Okay. So, let me wrap this up real quick, and we'll take Fred, we'll take you. So the medical tyranny is so sickening, and you know, it's not just happening with COVID, but it's happening with other things.
Right.
And I mean, just to hear about what was happening, it made me so sick and wanted to draw attention to it. So, all right. Yeah. Let's get Fred. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show. What's on your
William.
Mind tonight? Hey, buddy.
Well, Lorraine Day, is featured at the beginning of a Superstellar documentary on BitChute by the title. It hasn't really begun yet. Wait till they switch on the lights. Kind of a long title. It hasn't really begun yet. Wait till they switch on the lights. And it sounds like it's the Israeli News Live couple, because I've seen her being interviewed there in the past.
They're great.
But yeah, they are. And so she's explaining the fraud and the preposterous essence of masking, and you know, because it's good for dust and pollen, you know, large macro size particles, but nothing on the size of a so-called pathogen. Even the N95 is good only for macro size bacterium, like a tuberculosis, which is a mycobacterium. Anyway, none of this stuff works on microparticles. So then she moves into, hey, well, they said...
It's like trying to keep mosquitoes out.
Yeah, that's right. And then she goes on to describe the fact that the pathogen is supposedly in the saliva. So why not take the Klaus Schwab and swab the oral cavity? No, they got to ram it up and then vigorously rotate it in the nasal sinus cavity, because what they're doing is inoculating with nanoparticle matter the cribriform plate, which is a really thin combination of bony matter, but it's really thin, and you got the nerves, you got
that, the blood brain barrier, right?
Well, it's a plate. It's a thin.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, really I've heard thin. Different things. I've heard that the blood-brain barrier, that's not really a thing. I've heard that it is a thing. I'm not really sure. I'm on the fence.
Well, what she's proving is the fact that because it is porous, and that's the source of our olfactory sense, our ability to smell, which I've learned is our most keen sense of smell. So anyway, they're vigorously rotating it and implanting nanoparticle matter up there. All right, so then it segues. You got to see this.
That's the only thing that makes sense. I mean, that's it doesn't make sense that they wouldn't just, if it's in your saliva, swab the inside of your mouth. You take a DNA sample from your dog if you want to send that in to get your dog's DNA analyzed, to have all kinds of things analyzed. And right, that you have to stick it up your nose all the way to the back of your blood, and people just go, okay, yeah, go ahead and do that. Yeah, sure.
All right, so
we're dumber than dogs.
The import of this
wouldn't let you do that to it, by the way. Do you know a dog that would let you stick a Schwab up its nose and stick it in the back of its blood-brain barrier? I'm sorry, folks, but we're stupid. We're stupider than dogs.
Well,
so why don't we stop being that way? I'm only saying it because we don't have to be like that. We've been trained to be like that. We've been brainwashed to be like that. See, dogs don't watch television. So they're not, you know, they're not on the level of stupid like what we are, because we do that. We watch television. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, so as this documentary progresses, they interview some scientists, and these are rather what shall we say, offensive, arrogant Israelis. Guy by the name of Harold Kausvella. And this guy elucidates the fact that there was a group of 200-plus scientists over here that had organized against all this AI develop R&D. And he said, well, they were murdered. And he explained how they were murdered with the phased array HARP technology. And he describes how that is done. He also describes the fact that it precisely mimics the flu, pneumonia, etc. symptomology that everyone presents on an annual basis, those who have compromised immune function. Okay, and it wiped out all, he says, their families. They took out all their families, and he explained all that. Then he goes on to explain.
Tell me who it was again. Who is this?
Well, you got to just go. Harald.
Yes, Harari. Yes, the World Economic Forum guy.
Well, Harari's in there. Harari's in there also. Okay, now.
I was just looking him up just a couple days ago.
That guy is really a psychopath, right? A total psychopath. Well, they all are, actually. So, and then he explained, this is amazing, he explains the actual essence of this nanoparticle matter that was a major element in all the BioVorvax Divac injections. You know, COVID in reverse Divac, demon possession. Well, anyway,
right.
He explains that
Let me just interject here for one second. Okay. So, Jeremy, are you there? Because I know that he just sent us a text and said that he was sorry he didn't make it.
Sorry for missing the show. Thanks for taking it, William. Go ahead, you guys finish it up.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to hear your voice. And, all right, go ahead, Fred. Finishing Fred up dropped. Here. The music's coming.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Okay. All right. You guys, thanks so much. Really. We'll be back next week.
I was just worried about you, and William said you had.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.